This week's parsha opens with the mitzvah of Bikurim, including Mikra Bikurim, where our ancestors would bring their first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash and thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. And they would go through the whole history of Ramiel Ve'aviv, Ayered Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and all the miracles, and Hashem brought us through the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael. And an interesting question is asked by the Sefer Yalkut Yehuda. He asks, how come Mikra Bikurim comes right after Zechiras Amalek? Right? Okay, we don't always think of that connection because a whole week passes in between. But in the Torah, there's just an inch of space in between. How come right after Zechiras Salach Amalek comes the mitzvah of Bikurim? And he suggests a fascinating answer. Zechiras Amalek is remembering a bad thing that happened to us. Right? Like, you look back in your past, you say, "Why, this was really bad, right? All of a sudden, this evil, mean people came, a bunch of terrorists, and they tried to kill us with all their underhanded tactics and without mercy, and we were this close to being wiped out, and, it's basically remembering all the evil in the world, right? We have to remember how bad Amalek is. Sometimes you could look back on your life and you remember a lot of bad things. It has a negative effect on you. But you have to remember the bad things. But what does the Torah say? Yes, remember the bad things. But right after that, the Torah says, but put it in context. Yes, it was a terrible thing, Amalek. But what happened before? What happened afterwards? What was the broader context? You were slaves in Mitzrayim for hundreds of years. Hashem came, Biyor Chazak, Ovazor Netuya, took you out of Mitzrayim where no slaves had ever except for Eser Makot on the Mitzrayim, did Kriyas Yamsov, gave you the Torah, got you from the Midbar, and gave you this wonderful land, Eretz Yisrael. Yes, a bad thing happened, and remember it, but then make sure to remind yourself of the context. It was the middle of a lot of other good things. Really, a lot of good things happen in our life, and then sometimes there are bad things that happen as well, but you have to put them into context. You could fixate on the bad and end up depressed and demoralized, or you could put it into context and realize that there are challenges and we have to remember them. We can't just pretend they don't exist, but ultimately in the context of a tremendous amount of chesed Hashem does for you, and you can't let remembering the bad cause you to be a kfoy tova and to forget and not appreciate all the tremendous amount of good that Hashem does for you all the time. And unfortunately in real life, there are so many people who get so worked up about the bad things in their life. And they look back and they get so worked up and fixated on the bad. And the Torah maybe is hinting to us, stop. Just like, yeah, but remember that 5, 10, 20 times as much good. And if you put it in context, it'll be a lot easier to handle and to make something positive out of. Bezrat Hashem, we will all be able to remember and take seriously all the challenges and the bad things and not forget them, but put them in the proper context that can really properly appreciate what Hashem does for us and appreciate life and go through life with the right kind of positive attitude. And then we can be that much more appreciative and productive and better over the Hashem.